This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Limestone Coast, it's time to catch up with Craig, talk some fishing news around the Limestone Coast. Craig Phelp, good morning.
How you going, Ewan?
I am sensational, mate. How is the fishing going?
It's been a bit of an up and down week this week. We've had some big swell and wind and all, but the Port Mac Offshore Club got their tuna comp into full swing on Saturday. They've had a couple of good days. I think Monday, Tuesday, they were restricted to inshore because of the conditions. But Sunday, Monday, heaps and heaps of tuna out there. Not many big fellas. The little ones, apparently, you could almost walk on them. And these are fish around that 8 to 10 kilo mark.
Yep. So nice fish.
Oh, definitely. On light gear, they are phenomenal. They're getting out the 2 and 3 kilo gear, like 2 kilo line I wouldn't even use on brim, and they're catching, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 kilo tuna on it. So remarkable captures. One of the outstanding catches was a 28-odd kilo school shark on 2 kilo line.
Wow.
Which is phenomenal. I'm not exactly sure of the details, but this particular guy's he sort of specialises in that type of fishing, and I think he broke his own record, but this one looks like being a world record. But I'm guessing that they fish relatively shallow water. They hook the fish and basically follow it around, slowly tiring it until they can get to the leader. But there's so many obstacles, little bits of weed and kelp and whatever, the chances of actually landing of a school shark, or the chances of hooking a school shark that big is so remote, it's incredible. But to catch it on brim gear just goes to show with good gear and a bit of experience what these fishos can do. But, they're having an amazing comp at the moment, so hopefully we see one of those big fish hit the deck. But they're having a ball. In close, I haven't heard a lot of salmon reports. I think mainly Cananda, the better fish, Beachport Salmon Hole and Cape Banks. I've seen plenty of little fish, but nothing of any size, but it's bound to improve. We've had a lot of weed in the surf as well, which has made it quite difficult for them, but hopefully that'll clean up over the next few days and whatever. But, the salmon will only improve. Still seeing good numbers of whiting. Some nice fish off the jetties. Beachport jetty, Port Mac jetty, some good fish off the end. Off the beach, again, quite weedy. I know Red Rock Bay was fishing okay, and then the weed moved in and sort of made it quite difficult. But that'll all clean up. That'll disappear. The fish are there. We just need the conditions. Garfish, again, inside the breakwater. Hasn't been too bad off the jetties, again. The waders have found it hard because of the weed as well, but as I said, it will clean up. It's what we see down here. When we get to, like a couple of weeks ago, we had that swell that was up around that 9-10 metre mark. It does do quite a bit of damage and just changes the coast, so it'll take a little while to settle down, but the fish are there. We just need the right weather. And see, this weekend it looks pretty good. I know it picks up a little bit on Sunday, but we've got three or four days of beautiful stuff on the way, so... hopefully it settles down, but starting to see a few more nice mulloway down the river. Rumours of one lad landing two fish around that 10 kilo mark in the estuary, trolling live bait.
Nice.
Sorry, mate.
Nice.
Good fish. Good fish. Now's the time of year we start seeing the bigger fish move into the system. So while it is a rumour, I'm pretty sure it's got a bit of truth to it.
Legs.
Sorry?
Maybe got legs.
Maybe, but these fellas are pretty keen, so it wouldn't surprise me. But now's the time of year we see the bigger fish move in. And some reasonable fish up around the caves area as well, up around that 60-70 centimetre mark. But the brim and estuary perch, they're spread all the way through as well, so plenty of action in the river. So all in all, Ewan, it's good fishing to be had in the southeast at the moment.
And all you need to do is get out there and get amongst it.
Exactly. Just got to make the effort. Rug up. We get some beautiful days this time of year. They might be a bit fresh, but there's still a bit of sting in the sun. So get out there and have a crack.
Craig, always good to catch up, mate. We'll talk next week.
Good on you, Ewan. See you then.
Triple M, Craig Phelps joining me from Spot On Fishing Tackle and Outdoors with great service, local knowledge and gift vouchers in store.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.